Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 12, Number 7. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I discussed the importance and significance of natural light to our health. Light is critical to our existence, and exposure to the rays of full-spectrum natural light is absolutely necessary for both the achievement and maintenance of optimum health and well-being. Natural light is an essential life-giving nutrient. Let's call it vitamin L. Sometimes the best way to determine the value of something is to eliminate it and see what happens. Absence of natural light degrades our immune system and negatively affects the endocrine system, and that is all the evidence I need to validate its importance to my own biological health. Of course, common sense teaches that we must all respect our limitations and individual tolerance for light, but in no way does that reduce the significance of having a good daily dose of nature's cosmic radiation. I know for certain that my personal risk of disease and degeneration would be greater if I avoided the sun completely. I can't imagine living without it as some of the best times, as in the healthiest and happiest times of my life, have been experienced on the beach in Hawaii, dancing in the waves, with the mighty sun above blaring away. On this edition of Clinical Review, I will continue with the next principle of sports nutrition in the series, which is PSN number 17, Biomarkers of Health. Biomarkers are characteristic biological properties that can be detected and measured in parts of the body like the blood or tissue. They can indicate either normal or diseased processes in the body. Biomarkers can be specific cells, molecules, or genes, gene products, enzymes, or hormones. Biomarker is a specific physical trait used to measure or indicate the effects or progress of a disease, illness, or condition. A change in the characteristics of almost any biological structure in the body can serve as a biomarker. Bone density is a good example. Although the term biomarker is relatively new, biomarkers have been used in preclinical research and clinical diagnosis for many decades. For example, body temperature is a well-known biomarker for fever. Blood pressure is used to determine the risk of stroke. Elevated serum cholesterol can indicate an increased risk of coronary and vascular disease. And C-reactive protein is a marker for inflammation. A biomarker is like a sign on our internal biological highway that can be used to measure the progress of disease or the effects of treatment. The parameter can be chemical, physical, or biological. In molecular terms, a biomarker could be any subset of markers discovered using precise genomic or imaging technologies. Lots of neat stuff going on there. Biomarkers play major roles in medicinal biology. Biomarkers help in early diagnosis and disease prevention and can be utilized to identify the influence of certain drugs or determine individual response to drug therapy. Several biomarkers have been identified for many diseases using a wide variety of investigative methods, such as serum, LDL, HDL, LDL ratio, oxidizable proteins, apolipoproteins, triglycerides, homocysteine, serotonin production, and a great variety of specific gene markers. So there's a number of different biomarkers that we can determine and put together in a series designed for evaluation that helps us come to terms with the biological state and health. It's like an alarm bell in some cases. In other cases, it's just a confirmation that all is well. Biological age is determined by a complete assessment of many such biomarkers, including those identified in blood and urine, such as albumin, uric acid, fasting glucose, glycohemoglobin, hematocrit, and creatinine, as well as measuring certain physical characteristics of the individual, such as visual acuity, skin elasticity, and memory span. It's important to mention here that some of the most reliable biomarkers of functional health known are not even recognized, let alone tested for, in mainstream conventional medicine. These biomarkers are related to fitness and human performance, of course, such as vital capacity, grip strength, reaction speed, balance, maximum heart rate variability, VO2 max, and flexibility. So when was the last time your physician checked your vital capacity? According to Evans and Rosenberg, the single most important determinant of biological age is muscle mass, followed by strength, basal metabolic rate, and percentage of body fat. I just love the fact that muscle mass is now recognized with such extreme importance to biological health, and it reminds me also how delinquent modern medicine is regarding how they evaluate human health. In most cases, function is completely ignored, and the cause of the condition is of little interest. So what does this say about conventional medicine? Muscle mass is recognized by scientists as the single most important determinant of biological age, and yet it's something they never measure. In my book of life, performance has to be the mainstay of any biomarker assessment procedure, and of course, a decent fitness assessment is the best way to determine physical performance. Remember that optimum health is the presence of function, not merely the absence of disease. You can't cheat during a fitness assessment. For example, if you're not flexible, you can only stretch so far until you tear or damage some tissue. And even if you did stretch beyond a certain threshold of pain to the point of soft tissue injury and damage, you would still be limited by the capacity of the joint capsule itself, which tends to seize up when pressed to the limit. It's hard to stretch out like a cat if you're as tight as a drum. Another range of useful biomarkers used to determine biological states or health can be obtained through hair analysis. Hair analysis is a precise laboratory test used for assessing mineral imbalances and the presence of toxic elements in the body. Advances in measuring technology have facilitated a much greater understanding of how macro, trace, and toxic minerals function in human physiology. Utilizing hair tissue mineral analysis as a diagnostic screening technique, information regarding minerals and toxic elements can be assessed with a high degree of accuracy. The action of each element can be reduced or potentiated by the presence or absence of another. So how they connect and how much of what is present or absent is important to know. Athletes should consider having a hair tissue mineral analysis, as trace mineral deficiencies may occur despite high dietary intakes due to suboptimal micronutrient absorption. This can be caused by such factors as insufficient stomach acid secretion, malabsorption, pancreatic enzyme deficiency, emotional stress, nervousness, prescription medication, and the presence of phytates, other substances in the diet which inhibit nutrient absorption. A low intake of fiber, for example, combined with the consumption of sugar, white flour, and bad fats, can also impair micronutrient absorption. Hair analysis can provide valuable feedback to help monitor and correct biochemical mechanisms associated with athletic-related adrenal burnout. Low zinc levels, for example, correlate with increased risk of tissue breakdown and impaired wound healing. Neurological and psychomotor dysfunction is associated with chronic lead intoxication, aluminum overload, and mercury toxicity. Hypertension can be caused by excessive lead and cadmium exposure. Cadmium can cause violent outbursts and emotional instability. Aluminum has been implicated in Parkinsonism and Alzheimer's disease. Mercury from amalgam fillings is implicated in depression, memory loss, and a host of immunological concerns. Arsenic is implicated in thyroid and brain cancers. Arsenic can also deplete the body of phosphorus and cause heart abnormalities. In addition to hair analysis, fitness testing, and the analysis of our blood chemistry and urine, additional biomarkers include the assessment of thyroid health and a chiropractic exam to determine postural health and the health of the vertebrae and entire spine. Analyzing a variety of basic biomarkers with functional health in mind should be the first thing we consider before recommending a particular mode of action or change in behavior. And that's why these biomarkers of health are so important. They serve as the evidence before the judge and jury, which upon review and consideration helps us to make a better decision about our course of action. No one can feel their arteries hardening, but we can determine the pliability and function of our heart and vascular system with a cardiac stress test on a treadmill. The key is to compare coronary circulation at rest to coronary circulation during maximum physical exertion. Abnormal blood flow is often hidden underneath the realm of our conscious awareness or cushy lifestyle, but soon becomes transparent through the magic of physical exertion. Sooner or later, the truth always wills itself out. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Epictetus, Greek sage and Stoic philosopher. It takes more than just a good-looking body to be well. You've got to have the heart and soul to go with it.